Shir says Echanishmas Avram Yaakov ben Aaron Eliezer Tuvia Tzvi ben Chaim Zev HaKohen Yitzchak ben Tzvi Yitzchak Shlomo ben Moshe Leib Alexandra Chana bas Tzvi Aaron. Might need to be a little shorter today than usual. I have to run to a chasana, so I apologize in advance. But picking up with our topic of discussion from the past couple of days, we mentioned yesterday Tshuva of Asher Weiss in his Minchas Asher Chela Gimel with regard to kidney donation. He writes that because the risk to the donor is so minimal, he says that he wouldn't even categorize it as entering into a suffix sakana. And when you're donating a kidney to save someone else's life, he says this is certainly a mitzvah. He says, karav, he thinks almost chiyuv gomer. Stops just short of saying that. But he certainly thinks that is a very, very significant mitzvah, and he's very encouraging of it for those that are in a position to do so. So if that's the case, what then follows is a remarkable tshuva in Chela Gimel Simen Kuf Chav Dalet. This is a tshuva to Dr. Zalewski of Manhattan from Dr. who asked the following shaila. A father is in need of a kidney transplant, and the one match they found is a son who is of very limited intellectual capability. The exact intellectual capacity of the son is not clearly defined in the tshuva, but the clear premise of the question is that this is a child who is not capable of appreciating the extent of the dilemma and what's at stake, and to weigh the two options clearly on his own, and he's not capable of making that decision himself. And the question is, you can imagine such a question, Lamaisa, can you take the kidney from the child to save the father's life?
How old is the child?
Good question. It says he's a bacher who is mugbo besichlo, samuch al shulchan aviv. Obviously living at home and dependent upon his father for everything and anything. Doesn't say how old he is. Hard to know from the way the question and the tshuva are phrased. So, Rav Asher Weiss writes, he says, clearly when it comes to something of this nature, donation of an organ, you can't just use the usual assessments of intellectual decision-making ability. He says, we find Chazal tell us that to sell a piece of family real estate, you can't just be a 13-year-old. You have to be a 20-year-old. Because to give away something which is family real estate and family for generations, you have to have a certain higher level of appreciation for what that means. So if you can imagine, that's what Chazal said about selling family real estate. You also get to make a decision of this significance. You can't just say, oh, sure, he says it's okay, he has das. So how do you weigh such a question? So that's the question. On what grounds? But on what basis does Beis have the right to do that? So one question is, maybe you can argue based on the concept of Zachin La'adam, Shlobafanov. In halacha, there is a notion that you can make certain monetary decisions on behalf of someone not in his presence, without his knowledge, if it's a clearly defined benefit for his benefit. So does that apply over here? That's the question. You know, as I can receive a gift on behalf of someone else without his knowing about it because it's to his benefit. Why not? But here, Rav Asher Weiss writes, you can't apply that idea of Zachin La'adam, Shlobafanov. Because Zachin La'adam means you are acquiring a monetary benefit on his behalf. You're receiving something for him. In this instance, you might be, in the long run, benefiting him, obviously, because his father will be able to survive and continue supporting him and living, but you're taking from him in the process. And it's not a pain-free procedure. It's obviously a surgical procedure. It involves a lot of pain, physical pain, and there's some minimal risk as well. So yes, you might tell me that, logically speaking, the benefits outweigh the disadvantages, but to work with the notion of Zachin La'adam, Shlobafanov, that halachic construct is only applied when there is only exclusively benefit for the individual involved. So much so that we find famous discussion in the Achronim. So Sachosh and Reish Mem Gimel discusses, can you be Mafrish Chala on behalf of someone else without his knowledge? So if you're taking from your dough to be Mater his dough, sure, why not? Zachin La'adam, you are benefiting him, he now gets to eat his dough without having to give anything away because you're giving away on his behalf from your dough. But to take from his dough without his knowledge, even though you are being matir his isa, and it's something he has to do anyways, but if he doesn't know about it, and you're taking from him to give to the Kohen, let's say, that says the Ksosah Choshen, you can't do. Zachin le Adam, not Zachin me Adam. You can benefit someone without his knowledge by giving him something, but not by taking from him. So if that's the case when it comes to Afrash Eschala, taking a kidney from someone, certainly you can't argue, oh, Zachin le Adam. You're taking from him a significant donation, if you will. And if he doesn't have the das to make that decision on his own, so you can't do so on the basis of Zachin le Adam shelo b'fanav. I'm sorry? And a chanami, that's true. But if you don't view the kidney donation as a chiv, meaning this tshuva he writes, although I think it's a chiv, it's a mitzvah gedola to give a kidney donation, but he stops short of saying it's a chiv. And if you can't say it's a chiv, you can't impose it on someone without his consent. He writes, Ein lomer bazeh chiv gomer ela mitzvah. So once you stop at that point and you say it's a mitzvah gedola, midas chasidus, but it's not a chiv gomer, so if the individual doesn't have the ability to make the decision on his own, you can't impose it on him because it's not a chiyuv. Right.
So the government will then support the child. There are methodologies, whether it's in Israel or in America.
Okay, in Hanami, there are other means of support, but I don't think anybody would argue that that's as ideal as a father living in the home with a father caring for you every need.
From a halakhic perspective.
Right. Right. He will survive, but it won't be as pleasant, obviously. You know, it certainly is to his benefit to have his father alive. The question is, does that enable you to take from him this kidney without his consent? I mean, it's not pleasant going through with it, right? Once you pass that initial donation phase, presumably in most cases it's fairly pain-free from that point on, I would assume, right? In most cases. So you can do that, but the question is, even if he says yes, that might not be halachically sufficient. The same way I can explain to a child who's 19 years old that I want you to sell your family, your family real estate for all of these reasons, and the 19-year-old who's perfectly healthy would say yes, 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 yes. And Chazal say it doesn't work because he's not at that stage of maturity that Chazal deems necessary to make that decision. It's far more significant, far more significant. That's true as well, but if you don't view Malachic as being capable of making a decision, then no matter what he's going to say, it's not going to work. That's the Shiloh. Words, whether he's going to say yes or no is irrelevant, because if he doesn't have that Halachic capacity to make the decision, you can't rely on what he says as being approval in Halachic's eyes to go forward with it. So Rashi Weiss says there might be one other method. If you can't rely on his Das, despite his consent, we don't Halachically approve of it. Now, in this Shiloh, it's unclear. Rashi Weiss himself writes, he says, I don't know what his capacity is. It could be he's a shotal pidin and put them in a mitzvah, for all we know. It's very unclear what his mental ability is. Very unclear. Yes, right, right. That's true. But let's say you were a match for that individual. Let's say you were a match. Could I compel you to do it? I couldn't. I pikoch nefesh, someone's going to die if you don't, and you'll live with one kidney also? But that's a decision already. That's a decision. That's a decision, right? That means it's up to you to decide. But this individual, this child, he can't trust his intellectual decision-making ability because... But halachically is that... How do you assess that halachically as a means of approving this procedure? That's the question. So you're on the right track because Rav Ashwais then turns to the notion, the concept of apotropos. We find in halacha that when there is a yasam, an orphan, Basin has the right to appoint a guardian to oversee all of the individual's physical and financial needs. And this guardian is given flexibility and a lot of leeway halakhically to engage in real estate transactions with the orphan's properties, to even, when necessary, take money from the orphan's possessions and clothe himself if it's deemed to be in the orphan's best interest, that his guardian looks well put together and well presentable, etc. So would we allow mitzad the halacha of apitropis, a decision to be made for this child, that this is in his best interest? Now, who's the apitropis of the child here? Here it's the father. The father's still alive. Father is still the one who's caring for his child's every need. The father certainly would want to make this decision to save his own life. Now, obviously, that brings in question of bias and prejudice and nogeba dover. That's not so simple either. But from the perspective of a child who can't make his own decisions, we do find in halacha the notion of apitropis exists, that a guardian can make decisions for a child to do what's in the child's best interests, as you put it before. For example, any child, a parent makes medical decisions for the child. That medical decision might be very, very significant. Which procedure do you approve of? Do you not approve of? Do you pursue this therapy, that therapy? Parents make decisions for their kids' medical treatments all the time when necessary. What gives them the right? Because they are the halakhically approved guardians of the children who are caring for their children's every need. And in this case, Rav Asher Weiss suggests that the decision can be made on behalf of this child to give the kidney to save his father's life, because it is, as you indicated, in the child's best interest. What's going to happen if the father dies? This child is still dependent on his father, living in his home, being supported by him, love, care, emotional care, etc. He needs this father without a question of a doubt. So mitzad the halacha b'apitropis, Rav Asher Weiss writes that you would be allowed to make this decision for the child, but he says, because of course there is the personal negius mixed in, he says, there must be a based in that's appointed to assess the situation. The based in must make the decision if this is in fact in the child's best interests long term to undergo this procedure. And if the basin decides that it's in the child's best interests, then from the perspective of the halacha of apotropis, basin has the right to make such decisions for this child. They then can go through with this procedure. Remarkable, remarkable psak. Again, even though he will stop short of saying that giving a kidney to save life is a chiyuv, it's not. He says it's a mitzvah gedola, but in this case where it certainly serves the child's best interests, the basin is appointed, mitzad the halacha of apotropis, they can make this decision on behalf of the child. Good question. I didn't see it discussed in the tshuva. He didn't make mention of that. It seems like the halacha of apotropis would be employed here, and the basin would be the ones to make the decision for what's the child's best interest. What's her perspective, you're saying? He doesn't address that. It's a good question. He doesn't address that. I would assume if it was a question of her objecting to it, that probably would have been discussed. Presumably she would be in favor of it, I'm assuming, just from the omission of any mention of her, presumably she's in favor of it. Also, it's just a question of, can the parents make that decision for the child? I don't know. He doesn't mention it. Does not mention it. But he says, Lamaisa, the basin as an apotropos can do so.